We conducted a study of how much land has been converted. And we showed, for example, because there is inconsistency. For example, ang sabi sa amin, nakikita ko, housing daw is contrary to agriculture. Sabi ko, bakit? Kasi nako-convert. When we counted yung nako-convert, ang lumalabas ngayon, napakadami palang nakatiwangwang na lupa na hindi napa-farm, natitil. Dahil walang, ayaw na mag-farm ng mga farmers. In fact, wala na young farmers ngayon. Ang mga farmers ngayon pumupunta na sa syudad, nagtatanim na. In fact, we have a backlog in housing of 3.67 million homes. Napakaraming Pilipino walang bahay. And so, binibilang namin yung na-convert na nagawa sa housing at even na-develop. Maliit na maliit lang. The problem is because of the inputs. Hindi talaga magtatanim ang mga farmers kung ang cost ng inputs mataas. Nalulugi sila eh. Even yung mga na-carp na, nabigay na sa kanila lupa. Pero sabi nila, pag magtatanim sila, malulugi pa sila eh. Hindi nila masasambot yung cost of fertilizer and seeds. We have to ensure that they make money after planting. Otherwise, there's no point in planting. And this is the problem. A quick solution that will not affect the other sectors like urbanization. Kasi sa urban, ang problema rito is 50%, about 55% na ng population, as much as 60% na, urban na. And therefore, kailangan, hindi na rin makahinga. Kailangan na rin sila maiayos natin. But is there inconsistency? Number one, yung sa rice. 10 to 15% na nasasayang because wala tayong warehousing facilities, wala tayong drying facilities. Mabilis lamang gawin yan. If we can finish this, hindi malaking investment yan. It can be done within the budget. Kasi sa budget ng agriculture, meron tinatawag na APMA, Agricultural and Farm Modernization Act, where we are supposed to give 20 billion a year additional budget to agriculture. Iyan pag binigay natin yan, and pwede naman, naaral ko na yan, kaya natin gumawa ng mga warehousing and drying facilities that will avoid yung losses. Na, kasi right now, ang shortage natin sa rice, less than 10%. So this alone covers it. Pangalawa, madami tayo sirang irrigation system. Re-repairin lang natin that it will improve the yield. All we need to do is to improve the yield of our fields now. Pangatlo, right now, 70% na mahihirap na sa agriculture. That is why this must be addressed. But nanineglect natin yung other crops. For example, yung coconut. Ang pinakamahihirap na farmers nasa coconut and yung mga isda. This must be given top priority dahil maliwanag naman that yung mahihirap na regions natin, Bicol, Samar, Region 8, and Caraga, that are all dependent on coconut. Kaya ito dapat bigyan natin ng special na attention sa agriculture. Itong lugar na ito, walang conflict yan sa sinasabi ng kanina. But we need to increase the productivity of our coconut farms para kumikumita yung mga farmers natin. Because pinakamahihirap na farmers nandiyan sa mga industry na yan. Now, sa crops na yan. Now, to me, maganda ngayon kasi tumataas yung commodities natin. Tayo lang ang nagpapataas ng presyo ng bigas eh. Masyado tayong bumili, mataas. Naabot naman $1,000 per ton noong magkaroon ng crisis. Now I think we're buying about $600 per ton, which is still high. But to me, there are just minor things that can be done. Makukover na natin yung less than 10%. Hindi dapat nangyayari ito. Well, of course, I need not mention about the corruption issue that happened because yung fertilizer na dapat natanggap ng farmer, hindi natanggap. Ngayon, to me, pagka may na-hit ng bagyo, the government can afford to just give them the fertilizer for free. Kasi parang cash transfer na yan na pwede mo na ibigay na lang yan ng libre. Hindi na kailangan bayaran pa nila. Because unless we do this, we cannot encourage these farmers to plant. The biggest problem is wala nakita ang mga magsasaka. Hindi na sila magpaplant.